And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has ordered new evacuations in Rafah. The southern city in Gaza is considered the Palestinian territory's last refuge. That's forcing tens of thousands of people to move as the military prepares to press closer to the city's crowded center. More than half of Gaza's population has been sheltering in Rafah. Israel's defying growing criticism from close ally the United States and others. The U.S. says Israel's use of arms likely violated international law if the evidence is incomplete. VOA's Alexis Strobe.
U.S. Special Operations Command.
In a post on social media site.
And special AP correspondent Jennifer King reports U.S. special operations face both force cutbacks and the need for high-tech skills.
They're having to do more with less as they face general U.S. military cutbacks, taking with them lessons from the war in Ukraine. Leaders of the commandos deployed for sensitive missions and counterterrorism want to add more high-tech experts to their teams while still cutting overall forces by 5,000 troops over the next 5 years. In an AP interview, Special Operations Commander General Brian Fenton says they're eyeing plans to increase the size of Green Beret teams to add technical abilities, like computer experts who could reprogram drones on the fly. Some changes under consideration are influenced by what the U.S. is learning from partners like Britain's Royal Forces as they help Ukraine's military battle Russia. Jennifer King, Washington.
Flash floods from unusually heavy seasonal rains in Afghanistan have killed more than 300 people and destroyed over 1,000 homes, according to the UN Food Agency. World Food Program said it was distributing fortified biscuits to the survivors of many of the floods. More at VOAnews.com.